All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with today's guest, singer-songwriter Billy Grima. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me on. It's awesome.
So you're calling me from, you're in Ontario. Is that you're based out of Ontario, Canada right now?
Yeah, I'm just north of Toronto, up in Caledon, and it's getting chilly. So.
Is it already?
Yeah. I think winter's almost here.
Well, summer went way too fast for me. I'm in the Northeast as well, a little farther south of you, obviously, but I'm not ready for the cold just yet. I like the moderate seasons a little bit more.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I've been here for a long time, and yet from Australia, but I miss the warm weather.
Yeah, I bet you, I bet you do. So we listened to a couple of your songs already before we even got to this interview, and I started the show off with the title track from your latest record called Sugar and Cream. And as I was telling you, I love the song. It's such a good song.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's got to be one of my favorites, actually. They're all favorites, but that one was really cool and really enjoyed writing that song. And we love playing it too live. We do it. I have two versions of that. We do the acoustic way, and we do it the way you heard it on the CD.
Yeah, right.
But, everybody gets to dance to that song, and we like it a lot. Yeah.
And you told me that's going to be your next video as well. You're going to work on a video for that one?
Yes. Actually, we're going to hopefully start shooting on December 5th.
Oh, nice.
We just kind of okayed the date today, actually.
Oh, cool. So that's a scoop right here.
I'm looking
forward to that,
yeah. Nice. Yeah. That should be a fun video. We're just going to act like, you know, because it says about some guys getting together, and actually we're just going to act like boys, you know, like... we're just having a good time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually start filming.
Well, I love the whole record. I mean, there's so many good songs on here, it's hard to pick the few that I wanted to feature on here. But the other one that we listened to right before talking to you now is Pleasure to Have Met You.
Yes, that was we released that first. It's done really well, and it seems to be a people's favorite, too. So
it's a good song.
It's a good thing, you know. It's a little bit different than Picture of You, Sugar and Cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's more country, I think. Yeah, I feel it that way. But yeah, they're fun to play. They're fun to sing, and you know, it's a lot of that stuff is kind of real. That stuff that has happened. Maybe I kind of extended the truth a little bit. Or
that's all right. Artistic privilege with some of the facts, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, added some flavor to the story. So, yeah, overall, it happened. So it's good. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to have found your music, and even happier to feature you here and talk to you a little bit about what's going on behind the music, because you're the kind of singer and songwriter that I really appreciate. You know, I grew up in the '70s, so a lot of those singer songwriters from that era, what differentiated them is they had a story to tell, and they did it. They made it their own, and they did it in a great way, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're carrying that tradition on.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what else stuck out to me at Pleasure to Have Met You is the guitars, especially at the end when those electric guitars kick in and kind of follow the acoustic line that you already set up through the song. It's just great. Who's playing those guitars?
So we got Peter Swan playing guitar, Pete Swan is my engineer, my producer. He did a great job. We work really well together, and we bounce stuff off each other. We did, that was one of the latest songs we recorded. So from the first song we did to the last one, we grew to know each other, you know, in a sense, like, you know, artistically very well, and creatively. I'd be coming in, I'd be in my own booth singing the lyrics or the words,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, the vocals, and, he'll be in a different room, but we can actually tell what the other guy's thinking. It was so cool. So we stop, and you know, I hear this. This is what I hear. And we just made the song bigger and bigger. So it's good. You know, I go in. I go in and show him my song, and we sit down and we break it down, and the end result is what you hear.
Well, it's interesting and I'm happy to hear that, because when you listen to it, you do get the sense of that relationship between the guys that are playing. Like I said, I didn't know who was playing the lead, but you can tell that, you know, he gets it, and it follows along nicely with what you were doing.